Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it.
Hi, K.A. or Kathleen. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
So a little bit about myself. I'm Canadian. And I've been writing novels I've been publishing novels for 10 years now. And I started in the indie pub world. And then I was switched over to the traditional publishing world. And now I have books on both ends of the spectrum. And I'm back to indie pubbing books again. And I'm enjoying it immensely. And that's about it. I live outside of Toronto in Ontario, and I have a husband and two kids and a dog. and we spend a lot of time up at the cottage.
Oh my gosh. And you've been in lockdown, unfortunately, for some
time. For like 92 years. Yeah. It's been a long time. We're finally opening up. They finally have patios open this past weekend. So,
well, this is exciting.
Yeah. I haven't actually gone to one yet. I just went north, but I'm looking forward to it.
I love this. So let's chat about your reading journey. Like, did you read romance growing up, or that came later? And then when inspired you to start writing romance? Yeah.
You know what? I've always been a reader. But when I was growing up, I didn't read romance, and I can't say why. I mean, I was a young kid reading a lot of Choose Your Own Adventures, a Babysitter's Club. My earliest books that I were reading were, you know, Anne of Green Gables, that I remember anyway, in terms of novels, was Anne of Green Gables and Emily of New Moon. So much more kind of female centric stories, but not romance. My mom wasn't a romance reader, so I think that might have something to do with it. I feel like every author that I talk to or reader that I speak to who was reading romance when they were young, it's usually because they were taking the books from their mom's shelf or their aunt's shelf or their older cousin or sister's shelf. And I didn't have any of that. So that might have been why, because I absolutely love romance in every story. Everything that I read, from, you know, fantasy to historical fiction to anything, I tend to gravitate toward the romantic plot in it. Always.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I grew up reading Babysitter's Club, Nancy Drew, So You Got High. Like, I didn't read romance until like 2016. So I,
wow. Yeah,
like, it was like, I was late bloomer, but I always liked the romantic elements. I always liked the fact there was like some love story and something happy. And so I didn't realize there was a genre that was like exclusively a happily ever after, so happy for
now. Oh, really? What was your gateway book?
I think it was a listicle on BookTube, and it was The Deal by Elle Kennedy.
I love her, and I love her books. And she lives about, you know, 20 minutes, half hour away from me. So we see each other every so often, and her books are fantastic. And yes, that's a great series.
It's a great series starter. And then I just dive into the hockey romance, you know, at all. And then I like dive into, I was like traditional Polish and a lot of indie. And I feel like I'm just getting my education, you know?
Yeah, there are so many books out there in the romance genre or category, however you want to call it, but and so many subgenres, and it's tons. It's a never-ending stream in every direction you want to go. So it's fantastic. Yeah.
So we got to talk about The Simple Wild, because it's a very popular series.
It's
a lot of people's gateway read for romance. So what inspired you to write The Simple Wild, you know, and did you expect it was going to be like such a hit, you know?
You know what? I, so what where I got my idea, and I always, and I think probably a lot of writers are like this, where you just get a little thread, a little bit of something, and then, you know, you see where you can take it. And I was up north at the cottage and sitting on just on the beach, and on the lake there is another, or sorry, on the other side of the lake, there was a man who had a float plane, and he would take off and come back and take off and come back. And I think he taught lessons as well. But I sat there always wondering where's he going? Like, where's he going all the time? And how cool would that be? Because up there in Northern Ontario, not so much where we are, obviously, because we have roads to get in. But if you get further into Ontario, Northern Ontario, there are areas there that are remote and you can only get to by bush plane. And which is to me very fascinating. And just that, I guess that idea and watching that plane take off and come back, it just, you know, inspired a story in my head, and kind of it went from there. I didn't expect, you know, the funny thing is when it released, it was a pretty quiet release. It came out in August. There wasn't any huge fanfare or anything like that. There wasn't a big marketing push or anything. And so it's really, it has been the readers who have over the months and over the years, because that came out in, was it 2018? I want to say, I think. Yeah. So it's been the readers who have really, and Instagram and Bookstagram that have really, gotten the word out for that. And so I'm still actually amazed that every day, if I go on Instagram and Bookstagram, the tags on that are on there constantly. And I love it. It's just fantastic, but it's good to see that a book can still find its readership, even if it takes a while.
Yeah. Like, I know friends who rediscovered romance, and it was The Simple Why Was a Gay Great Read. And like, they read it, reread it, and they're like all over the place. And I'm like, it's amazing to see it's a sleeper hit. Like, it's a book that just you didn't expect it. And it's like, it snowballed, like, thanks to like just the sharing, you know, the whole point of like, I have this secret hidden gem I need to tell you.
which is the most powerful and amazing thing in the book community. And really, that's how people find books, is through word of mouth. I mean, you can eventually, it'll get there. That's my feeling. Even if you don't have a huge, crazy marketing budget to tell everyone about it, and you can still hopefully get there if the book is meant to get anywhere.
Yeah. So speaking of The Simple While, and you wrote a couple of books afterwards, is there plans to still be in that world again, or are you done with the three books, the novella, the Wild Heart, and the novella, and then, you know?
Yeah. So I do plan on writing a book for Marie. So it will be her own book, her own story, obviously within the world. Mm-hmm. That I don't have any sort of ETA on when that's going to happen. I'm not going to overcommit. That's one of those books that I'm going to have to sit and, I mean, I've obviously been thinking about it a lot and making notes and stuff, but to actually sit down and write it, I think there'll be a lot of pressure on me for that. So, pressure I'll be putting on myself, obviously. But it will come, and it is going to come. Yes.
Oh, this is exciting. So let's chat about your latest release, which is a fantasy. Let's talk about A Fate of Wrath and Flame. What was the source of inspiration? How is the whole world building and like dive into fantasy, which is like not contemporary, you know?
Well, so when I started writing, now 12 years ago, I'm doing the math in my head, because I started writing novels when my second daughter was 3 months old, and I sat down, I was on maternity leave, and I had an idea and I needed something for myself. And that's when I started writing. And I was writing a YA fantasy, a paranormal fantasy. And so that's where I really got my start in writing. And I wrote that, and I wrote several books in that series. Self-published them. I was a hobby, 100% a hobby, not a career or anything that I thought would ever turn into a career. I had a career. I had a full-time career. And then I switched over contemporary romance. Now, fast forward, I've always wanted to go back. As much as I love contemporary romance, I really do enjoy writing it in women's fiction. And I even suspense, I love fantasy. That's my thing. That's my go-to. Anyway, I knew I would always go back to fantasy at some point. And so I had this idea back in, it was 2015, where I started plotting and taking notes for an idea for a book. And every year I would open up this file and I would add a little bit more. And then I would realize this is not the right time for me to publish this. I'd have other projects. I just wouldn't, it's a big risk because now I have a readership of contemporary romance readers who might not follow me over to fantasy. It was never a good time. And then the pandemic hit and, you know, 2020 turned into 2021. And I wrote all this in the kind of the beginning, the author's note there, where I realized, you know what, this is the perfect time to write this book because I sat down to write a contemporary romance and I could not write it. I could not. I did not care about the writer or the characters. I had it. So I sat down and I thought, you know what, this is a crazy big challenge, but I'm going to do it and I'm going to try. I'm not going to tell anybody that I'm doing it because I might get halfway through and realize that this is garbage and I can't publish this. So I just quietly from January till April worked on this and didn't even really reveal anything about it until I think February. It's definitely a work of passion. I loved writing this book. I absolutely loved it. I guess it came out a couple of weeks ago now, and I'm already in my head thinking about the second book and plotting that. And so I'm excited to dive into that, which is a great place to be because it's been a while since I wanted to sit down every morning when I get up with my coffee and I'm excited to sit down and write a book and write that day. And it had been a while since I felt that. So this book came at the right time. It was the silver lining to this, you know, endless pandemic, you know, mess that we're in.
I love this. Yeah, I love the fact that it just came at the right time because we want to escape. You know, we may not want to be thinking about the pandemic and the trauma and people hugging. We want to escape. And that's where like some fantasy books became like so popular during the pandemic. It was like, we just want to go to a different alternate universe.
Literally, like there is, yeah, this is so far. I mean, I'm on a different planet. There are monsters, you know, there are kings and queens, which is everything that this book is. All the things that I wanted to do in every way I wanted to escape, all of it has that book. And it has a very, very, very slow burn romance, which an enemy, like serious enemies to lovers storyline. So all things I love. So it was just, it was perfect.
I love this. And I'm glad that you're thinking about writing book two.
I've already, trust me, I'm already getting a lot of messages from people saying, but when is the second book coming?
So you're like, oh my God.
It's a good wintertime read. Now it's summertime and I have something else I have to work on anyway, but right now I can't get into that dark world right now. So I'm like September, I can probably sit down and start writing it again.
Oh, this is exciting. So what kind of books do you read? And does that inform your writing?
So I read all kinds of books. Like I was saying, fantasy is a real passion for me. And I'm a mood reader in many, many ways. I think I spent my 20s. It was funny. My husband got me into reading high fantasy and I read a pile of like Robert Jordan's Wheel of Time. I read, you know, Game of Thrones, The Song of Ice and Fire, George R. R. Martin. I read all of those. And I read a bunch of other ones, just all fantasy, 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 tons of fantasy. But then I kind of burned out on that for a bit. But I honestly read everything from that to romantic comedies, to historical fiction. Like I love Kristen Hannah. Her books are fantastic. To thrillers, I have to be in the right mood for a thriller, but if I'm in the right mood, I love a good thriller. I'm all over the place for me. I think that's a good place to be if you're a writer, because you want to see how different authors treat topics and come about plots from different angles. If you're writing a romantic comedy versus writing a thriller, you're approaching plots and characterizations in different ways, in my feeling. So it's really great to be able to see how different character, or sorry, different authors make that work. And you learn from that.
Love this. Yeah. So what has been a couple of books you have read over the past couple of years that you can't stop crushing about that you recommend your listeners to pick up?
So over the last couple of years, so I would say over the last year, I've had a really tough time. And I know I'm not the only one who has with reading, where it's been really hard for me. I've picked up dozens of books and have not been able to be pulled into them. But I would say in the last year, a couple that I absolutely loved. I love The Wrong Family by Taryn Fisher. That's a fantastic book. I think that's, to me, that's her best book. And I've read quite a few of them. And I love that one. Love the characters. They're horrible characters, but I love them. Mm-hmm. And I read Sky in the Deep by Adrienne Young. And that was fantastic. It's a YA fantasy. It's like a Vikings feel fantasy. And the writing is poetic. It's beautiful. It's YA. So if you're an adult reader and you're looking for a heavy romance, you're getting a bit of romance in there, but not to that extent, but it's such a fantastic book.
Yes,
and I love her writing. So those two, I would say I've read in the last, those are the two that I've read in the last year that I would say you guys, you know, you should read that.
I love this. Yeah. I love Adrienne Young's writing. It's like just fabulous.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us where you can find you online.
Yeah. So I have a website, ktuckerbooks.com. But I am mainly, I'm an Instagram girl. I love Instagram. That's probably where I spend most of my time for social media. I also have a Facebook group. I'm not a big user of Facebook anymore. I found just, again, over the last year or two, just everything became so overwhelming. So I've cut back on a lot of my time on social media. But like I said, Instagram is great. And then if I go onto Facebook, I'm normally in my Facebook group, which is Tucker's Troop. And they're a fantastic group of readers in there. So I pop in there. I'm in there, you know, quite regularly if I'm not on deadline. and that's TikTok. I cannot figure out. I go on and I look at really funny videos, but that's about as far as I've gone. I'm not a TikToker. I don't like recording myself. So I don't see myself becoming a TikToker by any means, but I love looking at videos on there.
Yeah, there's some great videos. It's
kind of or I don't even know if you call them videos or if you call them reels or streams, or I don't know what the name is of them, right? I feel like there's a name that I got wrong. I don't even have the lingo right.
It's all good. So thank you so much, Kathleen, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This was great.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. The What You Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.